This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Sleep deprivation damages multiple body systems simultaneously, six studies show. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pihakadze, MBA, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Short sleep does not impair a single physiological system. It simultaneously disrupts hormonal regulation, metabolic function, muscle recovery, and appetite control, according to a synthesis of six controlled studies presented by William Wallace, PhD, a sleep neuroscientist. The research demonstrates that even brief periods of insufficient sleep create cascading damage across multiple interconnected biological systems, raising questions about the cumulative health burden of chronic sleep restriction in modern populations. Key takeaways: short sleep impairs hormonal balance, metabolism, muscle function, and appetite regulation simultaneously, rather than in isolation. Six controlled laboratory studies document measurable physiological damage across multiple systems in sleep-restricted conditions. The multi-system impact suggests that sleep recommendations should be treated as a fundamental health necessity, equivalent to nutrition and exercise. Six controlled experimental studies demonstrating simultaneous damage to hormonal, metabolic, muscular, and appetite systems from short sleep, physiological systems affected by sleep deprivation. Six controlled studies document impairment across multiple biological pathways: hormonal regulation 95%, metabolic function 90%, muscle recovery 85%, appetite control 80%, immune response 88%, cognitive function 92%. Source: Sleep Neuroscience Research Synthesis 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News: How Sleep Deprivation Damages Multiple Systems at Once. According to Dr. William Wallace, PhD, a sleep neuroscientist who synthesized findings from six controlled laboratory studies, insufficient sleep does not selectively impair one physiological pathway, but instead creates simultaneous dysfunction across hormonal, metabolic, muscular, and appetite-regulating systems. The research indicates that when sleep duration falls below adequate levels, the body cannot maintain homeostasis across these critical regulatory mechanisms simultaneously. The multi-system impact of sleep restriction has been documented across distinct research populations under controlled conditions, suggesting that the damage is not merely correlational, but mechanistically linked to insufficient sleep itself. This finding contrasts with historical approaches that treated sleep as a luxury. Modern sleep science increasingly positions sleep as a biological necessity, equivalent to nutrition and physical activity for maintaining systemic health. Hormonal, metabolic, and muscular dysfunction from insufficient sleep. Sleep deprivation disrupts the secretion and sensitivity of hormones that regulate metabolism, appetite, and stress response. When individuals obtain inadequate sleep, cortisol, stress hormone, levels remain elevated, insulin sensitivity decreases, and leptin, appetite-suppressing hormone, signaling becomes impaired, collectively promoting weight gain and metabolic dysfunction. In addition, growth hormone, which is primarily secreted during deep sleep stages, becomes reduced, directly impairing muscle protein synthesis and recovery. The six controlled studies cited by Dr. Wallace measured these changes under laboratory conditions where sleep duration was systematically restricted, isolating sleep as the independent variable. This experimental design allows researchers to attribute the observed hormonal and metabolic changes directly to insufficient sleep rather than to confounding lifestyle factors, providing stronger evidence than observational studies. New studies in sleep medicine continue to refine understanding of the dose-response relationship between sleep duration and these physiological impairments. Appetite dysregulation and systemic burden from sleep loss. One of the most clinically relevant findings is the effect of short sleep on appetite control. Sleep deprivation elevates ghrelin, appetite-stimulating hormone, and suppresses leptin, creating a state of increased hunger despite adequate energy intake. Simultaneously, reduced sleep impairs prefrontal cortex function, the brain region responsible for decision-making and impulse control, making individuals more susceptible to consuming calorie-dense foods even when satiated. The cumulative effect of simultaneous hormonal dysregulation, metabolic impairment, reduced muscle recovery, and appetite escalation explains why sleep-restricted individuals experience rapid weight gain and difficulty maintaining body composition. Rather than a single broken system, sleep deprivation creates a cascade of interconnected failures that compound each other. Clinical guidance on sleep optimization now emphasizes the systems-level impact rather than treating sleep as an isolated health factor. Implications for public health and clinical practice. These findings from controlled sleep science research challenge the cultural normalization of chronic sleep restriction in high-income countries. If sleep deprivation simultaneously disrupts multiple regulatory systems, hormonal, metabolic, muscular, and appetite, then public health interventions should prioritize sleep duration with the same urgency applied to physical activity recommendations and nutritional guidelines. The fact that short sleep taxes all systems concurrently, rather than affecting only one, suggests that insufficient sleep creates a broader metabolic and physiological burden than previously acknowledged in population-level health policy. Short sleep does not break one system, it taxes hormonal regulation, metabolism, muscle recovery, and appetite control simultaneously, as measured across 6 controlled experimental studies. Dr. William Wallace, sleep neuroscientist, Sleep Science Research Synthesis, 2024. What this means for patients: prioritizing 7 to 9 hours of sleep nightly is not a luxury, but a biological requirement equivalent to eating nutritious food and exercising. If you experience difficulty losing weight, persistent hunger, or poor recovery from exercise despite adherence to diet and exercise, inadequate sleep duration may be the underlying cause and should be addressed before intensifying other interventions. For clinicians, when evaluating patients with metabolic syndrome, obesity, impaired glucose control, or unexplained fatigue, sleep duration and quality should be assessed systematically as modifiable risk factors. Sleep-promoting interventions, sleep hygiene, circadian alignment, treatment of sleep disorders should be integrated into multi-system metabolic management protocols. For policymakers, sleep deprivation's multi-system impact suggests that workplace policies limiting work hours, school start times that allow adequate adolescent sleep, and public messaging emphasizing sleep as a health priority are public health interventions with broad preventive potential across metabolic disease, mental health, and injury prevention. Frequently asked questions: how much sleep do adults need to avoid multi-system damage? Current sleep medicine guidelines recommend 7 to 9 hours nightly for adults, based on research showing that sleep durations below 6 hours consistently produce measurable impairment in hormonal, metabolic, and cognitive function. The optimal duration varies slightly by individual genetics and age, but fewer than 6 hours is associated with significant physiological dysfunction across multiple systems. Can the damage from short sleep be reversed by sleeping more later in the week? Partial recovery is possible, but sleep debt cannot be fully repaid by occasional longer sleep. Research shows that chronically sleep-restricted individuals who obtain a single night of extended sleep show some normalization of hormone levels and metabolic markers, but complete recovery requires sustained adequate sleep duration. Chronic sleep restriction and subsequent catch-up sleep create ongoing metabolic dysregulation. Which system, hormonal, metabolic, or muscular, is most damaged by short sleep? All systems show measurable impairment simultaneously, but the magnitude varies by individual factors. Metabolic and hormonal dysregulation typically appear within 2 to 3 nights of shortened sleep, while muscular recovery impairment becomes pronounced after 4 to 7 nights of restriction. Appetite dysregulation compounds over time, making the longer-term effects of chronic sleep loss particularly significant for weight and metabolic health. As sleep science continues to refine the mechanisms linking insufficient sleep to chronic disease risk, the evidence increasingly supports treating sleep as a cornerstone health behavior. The multi-system nature of sleep deprivation's damage, affecting hormones, metabolism, muscle, and appetite simultaneously, suggests that population-level improvements in sleep duration could have broad preventive impacts on obesity, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and metabolic syndrome. Future research should examine whether targeted sleep promotion interventions in high-risk populations produce measurable improvements in these interconnected physiological systems. Source: Sleep Deprivation Multi-System Analysis by Dr. William Wallace, sleep neuroscientist,